This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll hit up our guy Chick Hernandez, who was at Eastern Motors yesterday in lovely Laurel with Terry McLaurin. He'll jump on at 8:45. Joe Theismann will give us his take at 9 o'clock. So we'll be all over this Terry McLaurin contract situation. Let's play a little clip, and then we'll get into what we think of the front office at this point. This is Terry. Kind of give us an update of where things stand between him and the front office.
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions. You know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing. Like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field. And, you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's just a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level.
I find it surprising that the front office hasn't had any contact with him about the deal in over a month.
Is this a black mark on Adam Peters?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, let's see how it plays out. But like, that seems like they just want to see, in my opinion, they just want to see him squirm a little bit by not contacting him, kind of icing him out.
I would love to know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Does that mean the agent has reached out to Peters and he's got no response? Does that mean the agent hasn't reached out to Peters
probably
at all?
Probably hasn't responded because he's already waiting
for Peters to respond.
They've had initial discussions and they're nowhere close. So yeah, they're waiting for the other side to budge.
Yeah, so if both of them are being stubborn.
Well, yeah, I think that's how it works.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, it seems like they're dug in on each side.
And I think this was Terry's way of kind of opening things up a little bit, yeah, putting a little pressure on him.
McLaurin did say it takes two to tango, so you can make the argument, all right, the front office isn't contacting him, but he's not contacting the front office either.
Well, why should he?
Is this a little bit of a black mark on Adam Peters? I would say so, in that he's your second biggest star on the team. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have him frustrated and perturbed and annoyed.
Well, if they go
now,
down
all
the
will
route,
be forgiven yeah. when he signs a $90 million deal or $120 million mm-hmm. deal. But still, you didn't have to go down this road where you're kind of pissing him off.
They're not going to give him a long-term deal. It's going to be like a two-year extension probably
but
at
that's
best.
The thing. We just don't know what each side is willing to give. We don't know.
Right. We don't know where it stands right now.
If we knew that, if we knew what McLaurin's agent was asking for, you might say, oh, well, there's no reason to respond to that.
Right.
Because we're never going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was considerable and it's a decent number and Peters still won't respond, all right, then maybe Peters is at fault.
But even if it was an outlandish ask by McLaurin's camp, you would think that instead of just not responding,
yeah.
that Adam Peters or one of his underlings would be like, "This, come on, let's
Well, I
Let's
think
live
they've
in
had
the real
that.
World here.
But I don't think it's safe to assume they've both indicated what they think each side is worth, and they're light years apart.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
why
that's
they're
the
where
problem.
They are.
That's
See,
the problem.
This is why
they know they've indicated they know where each side stands.
But then it's just
now it's a matter of who's going to budge first, and he doesn't want to budge first. Terry doesn't want to budge first,
right? Or his agent, and who knows? Yeah. His agent might be more of a stickler than we know.
I feel like Terry is like
look, this is negotiation 101.
It is
you. Each side goes after a number, and they say, that didn't happen. All right, talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then eventually you meet in the middle.
Right. That's the whole point. But neither side wants to be the one to
doesn't
give up
like
any leverage.
Doesn't sound
and
like
And Terry
it.
Doesn't sound like a guy. I think he's a very prideful person, and I think he has every right to be. I don't see him being the first one to break down. Although I think by this, it was kind of like he's opening up a little bit. Hopefully they respond.
I think 99% of the people are on Terry's side. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. And this is where I do think Adam Peters is botching a little bit. That you've got your star player saying you want to feel valued and appreciated.
Of course.
So he doesn't feel that way.
Totally. He's been disrespected. He feels disrespected.
Yeah.
100%. Right or wrong?
Oh, he definitely feels disrespected.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a lock.
Yeah.
And I think by waiting, they're actually costing themselves money.
Yeah, especially with new deals coming up.
Yeah.
I agree. And listen, I would just be like insulted. I'd be like, you gave like basically a bum $45 million and you're expecting him to be the anchor of the defense. You know, you're expecting miracles from this guy. You bought a
You're talking about Kinlaw?
Kinlaw.
You say that to his face.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't say that to his face.
No, but I'm just saying here.
Right.
I'll say it here again.
I hope Kinlaw has a bomb year.
I hope he does too. But that's not my point. My point is you gave a guy who's really accomplished very little in this league, $45 million, an outsider. I get it. You know him from San Francisco. And you got a homegrown guy here who's earned every cent that he's ever made here and has shown no signs of slowing down. It's actually shown signs of getting better every year. And you're buying football cards that nobody cares about as a PR stunt for $500,000. I mean, what are you doing?
It's a weird spot for the front office to draw a line in the sand.
You're going
to
pick a fight with
the second most popular player on the team.
Plenty of other guys.
I understand that. And again, I still would love to know what numbers Terry and his agent are asking
for. I'm sure they're asking
for
the moon.
And what Peters is willing to give. But the Kinlaw, it's all about age. It's this whole age.
I understand, but there are exceptions. There are guys that do perform at a high level after age 30.
I agree
with
you.
There are guys that have done
it. I think eventually it would get done, but that's the reason he is not signed yet.
But you can mitigate the age issue by giving him more money up front and giving him a shorter term.
And like, maybe that's eventually what's going to happen.
I would think that's probably the way it's going to play out.
Yeah.
But it's frustrating for everybody that we're a week away from training camp. And you've got Terry at Eastern Motors, you know, killing the organization. And it's just, it's kind of an ugly look.
If they decide to go down the road of, we're just not going to pay the guy anywhere near what he wants, and we're just going to make him play this, and we're just going to franchise him for 2 years, it's going to be an awkward 3 years.
It's almost like the Kirk Cousins thing, like repeating itself.
He joked that he's not in a Kane and Walker.
Right.
Hey,
and that he doesn't have that much tread in his tires.
Matt, play clip number two. We'll play one more clip, and then we'll go to the calls here. Play clip number two. Or Terry's frustrated.
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know what I mean? To a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, The front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off. And
yeah. All right. Let's pass some of these calls.
Terry's going to be one of those guys when he's 65, he's going to look 45.
He's going to be like Daryl Green.
Yeah. And, he is. And yeah. You know what? He's going to have a huge chunk of money left, too. He's not going to be one of these guys you're going to hear about that's like in debt. No. Doesn't have cash.
No. He's
scraping
smart.
By.
No,
he's like smart dude.
He's smart. He's I believe smart his dad was military.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
He looks so much younger. I mean,
he's the wrong
guy. If I didn't know who he was and I met him or saw him on the street, I'd say he's probably 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's the wrong guy to pick this fight with, in my opinion. Yeah. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up?
Good morning, guys. You know, this is last thing I said to you, last time we spoke, this has been going on forever and ever. I personally, and people may not agree with me, and I tried to get this call in yesterday, but you guys were too busy. I like Terry McLaurin. I like Terry McLaurin a lot. I like Terry McLaurin more than I like Adam Peters. Adam Peters has been here 1 year, and Adam Peters is at fault for this, and Terry McLaurin is the definition of a team player, a team captain, a role player, a leader, this, that, and the other thing, okay? And if Adam Peters doesn't get this done, and I mean get it done quickly, Adam Peters is the one that needs to hit the road. You guys have a nice day.
So now you want Adam Peters
hit the
gone.
Road, Jack.
That's funny.
Well, I'm telling you, they're losing the PR war on this. Maybe they don't care, but they're losing the PR war.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm with him, man. Adam's got to do it. Like, you were in San Fran. You paid an often-injured McCaffrey. Like, only thing that will rectify the situation is if Jaden Daniels come out and say, I need my receiver. He has to pull what Joe Burrow did. I need my receiver. Josh Harris, you paid often-hurt Joel Embiid. And you just bought an awful Carl Lowry back and paid him in Philly. Pay the man his money. The fan base will be divided if Terry is gone somewhere. I don't care if he get Michael Jordan for him. The fan base is going to be divided. He's going to lose all the stars that he just gained.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't even think the fan base would be divided. I think they'd be pretty united behind Terry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Russell. Russell, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, there's definitely a bit of frustration on AP's part, but I will take in consideration some of the late signings with Debo, with Brandon Ayuk when he was still with San Fran. They were signed like in August. Yeah. And I know as camp approaches, you know, but still the lack of communication is so unprofessional, especially, I mean, you definitely said it. They will die on the PR part. Mm-hmm. Terry is the professional of professionals. There's no siding with, you know, the business aspect. I get it. We don't always like it, but you've got to get this deal done. Again, the lack of communication when, you know, DQ's still in touch with him, when, you know, you got Luvu, you got Wagner, you know, Jaden, everybody's in touch except AP. So, you know, again, only because of the late signings like in San Fran, I want to give AP a little bit of credit, but he's going to die on this, man, because there's no – the fan base is Terry, 100%. If you're a skin fan, born and raised, a Commander fan who we're longing to go back to our heritage, you got to get this deal done. And obviously the message that it sends to the rest of the locker room because of who Terry is, not only the player, the leader. And if you're going to show this kind of disrespect on that level, it's going to reverberate through the locker room, and that's not a good thing going forward after what's just been built and established.
Right. Well, Peterson, they're not dumb. They know who's going to win and who's going to lose the popularity contest.
Yeah.
They know that they're getting painted as the villains while Terry's the hero. They're well aware.
They know. But I don't think they don't care about that because they know
they couldn't care less.
Well, I don't think Peters is going to die on it because eventually he's going to sign him.
Right.
Well, they're going to lose the PR war and they're also going to be a worse football team.
If he's not signed.
Get
right.
resolved. And I mean, maybe they could patch it together and Terry's such a professional. He'll play hard even if they just get no deal done and then they just plan to franchise him. But that's just going to be a miserable 2-3 years. Please avoid that.
Look, that would, if it went
please
into the
avoid that.
If it went into the regular season and he still doesn't have a deal mm-hmm. and he's just playing his last year out, kind of like Ja'Marr Chase did, all right, that's a different story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
But eventually, if it's August 8th and he gets signed, everything's fine.
Yes, of course.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067. Are you blaming Adam Peters in the front office for the Terry McLaurin contract situation?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.